programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership heard from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. Hosting with me today is Sue Nance. My name is Leticia Gallegos, and Sue is our special guest today. She'll be speaking about fair housing. Today, this month is Fair Housing Month, so she'll be giving us a lot of information about that as well. Sue Nance is the Senior Business Development Officer in the Texas Homeownership Division of the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, which is TDHCA. She's been with TDHCA for a total of 25 years in various departments and roles. She began her career with TDHCA in the Loan Servicing Department and was eventually promoted to manager. She also worked in TDHCA's Neighborhood Stabilization Program as their team lead and has worked in the Texas Homeownership Division for a total of 8 years. Welcome to the show, Sue. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Leticia. I'm honored. Thank you.
All right. Well, I wanted to have you here, first of all, because it's Fair Housing Month. We'll talk a little bit more about Fair Housing Month in a little bit. But tell us about the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs.
So Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs is a state, a true government entity. So we have direct report to the legislature, and we have a lot of different programs under our umbrella. So we're very fortunate to be able to receive like federal programs to help with like Section 8. Those rental vouchers that are so needed. We also have a big rent weatherization program that we get some other dollars with to help, you know, summer's coming, right? Those high utility bills for low income. We have the home fund, so it's home is a federal program that you can do single family or multifamily activities, do down payment assistance, homeownership rehab for those certain income eligible home buyers or to be home buyers, because they do have a great down payment assistance program. We have a huge multifamily department. We have, you know, we're talking about fair housing. We do have a fair housing division. You know, last year was the 50th year of fair housing. So we're fortunate. We have Texas Association of Realtors across the street, and then with us in the Workforce Commission, who actually oversees it in Texas. So we're excited. This is April, so it's a perfect time to do a show because everyone needs to be mindful of fair housing, not just us as a state agency, but also lenders and mortgage companies as well. And then we also do, you know, one kind of a fun fact, and we do a bootstrap program, a little smaller program that has been around since, I've been there since 1991, and it started a few years later after that, is that self-help, like a Habitat for Humanity. We actually do fund some Habitat for Humanities at time around the state to help, you know, someone with lower income to help with housing. And then I am in the homeownership division, and last year we did, you know, unprecedented amount of loans to first-time home buyers and also some repeat home buyers. We did $1.3 billion. We assisted over 7,300 homeowners. So we're real excited. We're a small shop in homeownership. I'm one of four, but we're very mighty, and we know how to multitask, you know, great customer service that we say we have. So we have a great network of lenders is how we get the money out, you know, and realtors. We teach a class to realtors. So we're very busy at TDHCA and in the Texas Homeownership Division. So
wow.
Sounds like they are.
Exactly. That's substantial. Did you say four people?
Four people.
Four people do all of that.
All of that.
And that's just a summary. It doesn't go into detail about what all of it is. Yeah, so that kind of, I mean, that's really important stuff. Now, we at REBA, we're a nonprofit and we're a volunteer organization. So here at the REBA Show, we want our mission here is to inform and to serve the community. That's why we're here. That's why you're here. So we bring information about home ownership, whether someone is preparing to purchase a home or where whether they already have a home and they want to sustain that home. So the weekly show that we're having here is going to be focused on that and focused on reaching the listeners, you listeners out there about what we do, and also information that will help you become more financially literate. Now, that's a scary word, financially literate.
Right.
People say, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. But these are topics about credit, budgeting, savings, borrowing, managing your debt, things that are so important when you're looking to purchase a home or sustaining your home, and so much more. So our hope is that our listeners will engage with us, ask us questions here on the Reba Show, and become a loyal fan of this show. It's because we'll have topics every week that everyone can really associate with here at the Reba Show. So is there a particular favorite, not favorite, but program of yours that a lot of people take advantage of?
Well, I can talk about the home, you know, what we do in single family and the home ownership. My favorite, my actual favorite, though, and is the mortgage credit certificate program, because if you combine, you can, that's a $2,000 annual tax credit. Like, on Monday, the 15th was tax day, right?
Right.
People filing their taxes were able to get, as they were a first-time home buyer, they received a mortgage with down payment assistance with us. They also got a free mortgage credit certificate at the same time, at least in the last year. We've had it on and off since 93. We actually had a small program, too, in the 80s at MCC. And that's that program actually became a really, we had one of the biggest programs in the country because it's funded with tax-exempt bond funds. And the bond market for a while, 10 years, wasn't attractive enough to fund our mortgages and our down payment assistance program like it did back in the day. So we actually had one of the biggest MCC programs in the country, not the biggest, but we did about $1 billion a year. We do not have those funds. And so, you know, with tax time, they can get up to $2,000 off of their tax off of their taxes.
Is that ongoing year after year?
Every year they live in their home and they're paying mortgage interest and they have a tax liability. And then, you know, that's one thing. It's like, oh, tax liability. So it doesn't matter if you owe money, like you doing your taxes, and if it doesn't matter if you owe money or you get money back. What matters is when, just think of the IRS calculation when you put in your W-2 income and then you have some other I would say if you're doing standard deduction or doing any schedule, they're not all changed. I could say Schedule A, but that's different. They're like Schedule 1 through 5 now. So it doesn't, and it reduces your W-2 income, and then IRS looks at your adjusted gross income on what you should have paid over the course of the year. And hopefully, you know, we all try, especially W-2 wage earners, we try and pretty much break even at the end of the year. That tax table amount is what I call your tax liability.
Yeah.
So that amount is reduced. So it's a dollar for dollar tax credit.
Now, can you incorporate this MCC with some of your other down payment assistance programs?
Yes, and the only way you can access it right now, because of how popular it was, we're kind of limited on funding right now, is with our My First Texas Home. We call it the combo loan option. Okay. We have a lot of different, you know, we have a few different loan options for first-time home buyers, and under the combo loan option, they get an attractive rate on a mortgage with down payment assistance, and with that, they're right now they're getting the MCC, the mortgage credit certificate, at no cost.
That's fantastic.
And our mortgage rate right now on that combo loan option, you can do government loans, so FHA, VA, USDA, is at 5.5%. Minimum FICO on all of our products are 620 and above, no origination fee. So oh, we limit the cost. You know, we're talking about fair housing. We want to be very mindful of fair housing. We want the 620 FICO to have the same benefit as someone at a 720. So we want fair housing for all. And then we have conventional loans. So it's Fannie Mae, HFA preferred. They only require 3% down. So we have a 3% DPA product. And we also have a 5% down payment assistance that you can do with that MCC. And they're at 5.25% and 5.5%.
Are those just for single family homes or can it be multifamily?
Those are only single family homes. We do have, you know, for multifamily, we do allow duplexes. So as long as one unit is occupied by their primary residence, we don't do a lot of duplexes, but it is an option because, you know, you just, it, depending on where you live, you might be limited on what you can receive. And I know Dallas affordable housing is, there's a big need for it. We are actually, just a I'll just say a fun fact in the Dallas area, when HUD releases our income, we have income purchase price limits you cannot exceed. We get the income limits from HUD annually. We're expecting it any day, and we haven't gotten them released, but we're able to go up and adjust those income limits a little bit higher because your purchase price limits in the Dallas area are actually too high for the income limits that go out. So there's this great formula that our bond council has, and it's like, depends on the factor anyways. But that's, so one thing as a state agency, we have the ability to do that. So it can increase and help more of your client, you know, more home, first-time home buyers.
So that form, that one form that you have, so that, you know, the real estate agent, the loan officer is able to better inform their client or their customer, do they have access to that form beforehand?
Yes. Yes, all of our information is on our My First Texas Home website. So what we do is we, you know, we publish, and every time we make changes too to our program, whether it's income or purchase price limits or make any other changes, we do send out a constant contact announcement to as many, you know, lenders that have signed up with us or realtors that have signed up. But we also keep it, our website, our My First Texas Home website, we keep that updated every time we make a change. So, you know, to me, the income limits are really exciting because, you know, we can't say they're going up because you do not know until you get them. But historically, they've been going up. And so in the Dallas area, so just think a 3-plus person household in this area can earn up to $95,262. Wow. So think about that number when you think about first-time home buyers. You don't, you know, that can help a lot of
So what is a first-time home buyer? What do you define as a first-time home buyer?
That's a great question, because some people think a first-time home buyer maybe is truly a first-time home buyer. I've never owned a home before. First-time home buyer is, you know, someone that has never owned a home. But also, if it has been 3 years since they owned a home, maybe they moved, maybe circumstances changes, maybe something happened. As long as it's been 3 years since they lived in that previous home that they owned as their primary residence, they are still considered a first-time home buyer.
So if they had, if they were on title, they were put on title, they haven't lived there for 4 years, their primary residence, they haven't had that for 3 years, are they still considered a first-time
home buyer? Yes, that's a great question. Sometimes they move, or sometimes they're even on title, they help a family member buy a home. And the key is, per tax code, is has it been their primary residence? Even though they might still have a homeowner, you know, they might be on title, so they're shown. As long as they, it has not been their primary residence for 3 years, they can still own other property.
That's fantastic.
That's a great,
that's great news.
It really helps.
Great. Well, co-hosting with me today, Sal Villalobos. I failed to tell you all that he's my co-host today, Sal Villalobos, and he is a lender. So you're in Austin, Sue.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
you're sitting in Austin. People are calling from all over the place. I mean, yes, listening all from all over the place. But who locally, wherever they are in Texas, can know about your program or give information about your programs?
Well, they can call us. We have two hotlines, actually, to our Texas Homeownership Division. We work with realtor organizations or lender organizations. Everything's done with a participating lender because, you know, we're a state HFA. We're not a lender, so we can't lend money. We can't underwrite. We don't have that skill set. We try and know as much as we can so we can help with our program, but that's why we... I shouldn't say hire, but we approve the lender community, and then they sign up, and then so we do training. So, you know, awareness, right, is so important. Programs change. policies change. So we just keep in close contact with them.
Yeah,
so. And so in Austin, we do have, you know, a group of, you know, lenders and realtors, as we do with anywhere else in the state.
Right. And so on your website, do you have a preferred list professionals?
Yes, we do. We do. That's a great question. So on our My First Texas Home website, under the buyer section, step five, you know by heart, it's find a participating lender. So we have an extensive, and that's not all of our lenders. It's just anyone who wants to be shown on our list. And so it's sorted by city. And I also have a link of the top regional loan officers. There's actually 13 service regions in Texas. Dallas is region 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the top loan officers. And we used to just show one or two per region, but especially in the bigger markets, there's so many people. It takes a village, I say. You know, it is. Mm-hmm. We always say about raising a child.
Yeah.
To running a program as big as ours, there's there's a lot of people who are advocates for it and use it a lot. So I wanted to be able to acknowledge them. So, you know, like in the Dallas area, in the Houston and Austin and San Antonio, in the bigger markets in El Paso, there's about, I'll say at times, 8 to 12 different loan officers, and I update that every quarter. So first-time homebuyers will know someone who uses it the most and really has the knowledge on our program.
That's great.
I think that's, you know, we're a state agency, so there's not a whole lot we can do financially, but I think that's nice to, you know, we are so appreciative of all of our lenders and our realtors, and we also have a list of realtors. We have a free one-hour continuing education that anyone who has taken this course is shown as, you know, you don't have to use one of our realtors, but they know about affordable housing programs. So there's a list for them, another great free resource for them to get, you know, homebuyers. Because a lot of homebuyers that call our hotline, they don't have a realtor, because I'll ask them, do you need to use our lender, and how to, you know, look at the lender list. And I ask them if they have one.
I have a question regarding lenders. That's a question that's asked. It's asked quite often is, why should I use you as a lender opposed to this other lender if you're offering the same program?
Right.
Why? What is the difference between lenders offering the same? Is it the same program, or is there different?
Lenders, they have their programs, okay? You know, mm-hmm. It's usually what I tell realtors and I tell home buyers, you want a lender that knows about all of the programs and give you a snapshot on what are their fees, what are their interest rates, what are they charging you. They should be able to know not just about our program.
Right.
A good lender to me knows about every program that's available in the area that you're buying your home. So they are extremely knowledgeable. And to me too, like in my job, customer service, who's going to call you back? So when I tell home buyers, not just call one, call one, two, or three. You know, mm-hmm. it's in a big investment to first-time home buyers. You need to interview them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can't, and I don't want to say, okay, only call this loan officer or, you know, this lending group.
Right.
We don't want to do that at all.
That sounds great. Yeah. That's great information. So we appreciate that. We're going to be taking a break here in a minute. So do you have any specifics you want to say right before we go to break? Is there a question that a home buyer that's looking for a professional should ask the professional? One of the important questions.
One of the important questions to ask a lender. First thing is that they need to be pre-qualified. I mean, that needs to be the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And also ask them, when you do talk to them, do they know about our program? I mean, just interview them for that. And how timely are they in returning your phone calls? And they need to know. They might have a loan amount or sales price in their head, but they need to ask that lender, how much of a home can I realistically afford? And that's what another thing that I do tell home buyers, you know, talk to them. You know, you also got to do what's comfortable for you.
Okay, right. Wonderful. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Stay tuned.
I ain't trying to think about all my problems. I'm living now. I'm living now. Hey, I can't sit and worry about the future. I'm living now. Said I'm living now. So put your hands up if you feel like having a good time. I'm gonna celebrate this life I'm giving. From now on, from now on, I'm gonna tell my mother every day I love her and tell her thanks for being such a good mother. From now on, come on, so put your hands up if you feel like having a good time. Feels good, don't it? Living your life in this quick moment, and you never ever think it's gonna go away. But I swear, I know you'll wake up one day and say, yeah, I got things to do. Yeah, I got mountains to move. And if anybody's sad, it could be. It's about how good it should be. Come on, say, feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life. Come on, sing it. Oh, 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 it feels so good to be alive.
I wanna feel good. Come on.
Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good to be alive.
Listening to the Reba Show, Homeownership, hear it from the experts in the blue stream of Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Salvador Villalobos, co-hosting with Leticia Gallegos. We're here with Susan Nance, or Sue Nance, from
Either name.
Texas Department of
Housing and Community Affairs. It's a mouthful.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
If you have any questions and you would like to be a part of the conversation here, give us a call at 214-431-5062. Again, 214-431-5062. We look forward to your questions.
Okay, so I have a question. Fair Housing Month is national.
Yes.
It's a national recognition of Fair Housing Month. Mm-hmm. So tell the listeners a little bit about how it came to be, why it's so important that we professionals abide by that, and how it protects the consumer, Sue.
So I actually, it's that's an important slide that we do in our lender and realtor trainings, and we do actually have a fair housing section at our TDHCA. So like I keep talking about our My First Texas Home website. You can go to tdhca.state.tx.us, but I can read off of my slide, and it's and it is someone that is it is illegal. Under fair housing law, so not just for lenders, but real estate agents, mortgage brokers, so sellers, you wouldn't think that, right? Mm-hmm. Sellers, lenders, homeowner associations, insurance agents, or other industry professionals to take action or make decisions based on person's race, color, ethnicity, gender, religion, national origin, or disability. And here are some discriminatory practices could include refusing or sell or negotiate a property because of a person's protected class, advertising housing in a discriminatory manner, steering, directing households to view houses in certain neighborhoods or not providing information on housing available in particular neighborhoods. Redlining, which means refusing or providing higher mortgages or homeowner insurance costs based on the area in which your prospective home is located. And then a big one, predatory lending. Practices by which lenders use abusive or deceptive lending practices that greatly inflate the cost of borrowing funds for homeownership. So those are extremely important. So all of us need to be mindful of it, but everyone in these all these professionals do have to abide and should have training on fair housing. Mm-hmm. And it is, and we have our fair housing little logo, an equal opportunity on everything you do. Every time you see our TDHCA State of Texas logo, you will show our little fair housing logo with it as well. So yes. It's extremely important.
I see it there in the 50.
Yes, and I haven't changed it to 51 because they didn't, this was from the Texas Workforce mm-hmm. Commission, since they oversee it actually for the state of Texas. You know, it always looks good fit when, you know, the logo, they don't do a 51 logo. It's like just a great milestone, so I just update it. It's just a great logo. Awesome.
So that's for our, but for our listeners, tell us what you're talking about. It's 51 years of the Act.
As of April, uh-huh. It's 51 years
that the Act,
so it started
the Fair Housing
in April
Act has been,
mm-hmm. 1938. I think I can do some.
Wow. I mean, well, that's important.
50 years.
Oh, 50 years.
Yes, 68. I can't add. Yeah, I said 38. What am I thinking? Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I have to
anyway, it's a long... Right. Anyway, it's a long time that this has been in place, and why we have to remind ourselves is sad, but it's
right.
It happens.
It's so important,
and so that's why I'm a realtor. So we as realtors have to continue our education and continue to be mindful of this, because it is illegal, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody has to be treated equally.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody. We have some more questions for you, Sue. If go ahead, Sal. You have a question for Sue?
Well, I mean, give me an example of what is steering? Steering. Our listeners may not know what steering is. Do you have an idea?
Well, in this definition, this is what I say for fair housing, and this mm-hmm. came off of that type of information from the fair housing website, is directing households to view houses in certain neighborhoods. So just think about that. It's like, you know, you're targeting someone, you're like, okay, well, you can't afford, you know, to me, it's like, you can't afford this neighborhood, so you can go over here. Mm-hmm. Steering or not providing information that maybe they could qualify for in certain neighborhoods as well. So just showing them, you know, as a realtor, you don't want to just take them to certain areas. You want to go over that with your client on what best. Right.
Exactly. All right. So tell me more about the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs. Let's go and touch more on specifics. So we have, I'm a home buyer. I'm looking to purchase a home, and I heard that I could get some assistance with my down payment.
Right.
And I find your website, and I go into your website. You have a lot of great information. Tell us your website address?
It is, again, it's www.myfirsttexashome.com.
A lot of valuable information on that website for the consumer, for the realtor, for the lender, for all of us that are in the industry.
Right.
So they go to your website, they think this is great, and so the next step would be to talk to someone locally.
Right, and also take home. So we have on our website on the myfirsttexashome.com is steps to home ownership for a buyer.
Okay, great.
And so review the information. We have a lot of great information, and it's, and also My First Texas Home, we talked about that definition. Also, the different programs under My First Texas Home that we offer at times. We have a great unassisted option, like we just had one at 3.99%. We have down payment assistance, like I talked to, up to 5%. We also have, and that's all for first-time home buyers with or without an MCC. Then we have the our newest program.
Let me interrupt you. What's an MCC?
That's the mortgage credit certificate. Up to $2,000 annual tax credit. But I'm glad you brought that up because we just made an important change to our mortgage credit certificate. So now we have two credit rates. One is up to $2,000, 25% credit, and it's based on the amount of mortgage you pay also annually. We have a 20% credit that is allowed. That one per tax, you can go over the $2,000 a year. So I know you guys are in a high cost area in the Dallas area. We do have a great slide and some information on our MyFirstTexasHome.com under the Mortgage Credit Certificate Program that if you're over, I would say $170,000, you would benefit on the 20% credit rate. We have an example of just a $250,000 home. Mm-hmm. Our average under program statewide is $177,000. But like I said, in the Dallas area, you can go up to $355,000. Dallas-Fort Worth area. Uh-huh. Yes, we are in Tarrant County.
Yes.
Sorry. It includes many counties in this area.
Yes.
So the 20% credit on a $250,000 mortgage is not the sales price, it's what you finance it at. The first year, they would have that MCC credit, the mortgage credit certificate, could go up to $2,733. I mean, who, like I said, you know, tax time just ended. Mm-hmm. Who could not benefit reducing your taxes? That's a great tax credit.
And that's a reduction of W-2.
Of tax liability.
Tax liability. Okay,
so
tax liability.
Consider it as your interest rate, your effective interest rate would be...
Exactly.
...lower than what's on your note.
See what lenders can do? This is how they do it. So this is what lenders can...
Talk to a lot of CPAs.
So, and there's another, a mantra that we say. We want affordable... At Texas Department of Housing, we want affordable, sustainable home ownership.
Absolutely.
This helps. Not only we have great rates, mortgage rate, we limit the cost that lenders can charge our clients, but if you can also combine the mortgage credit certificate, just think of what the affordability does to it.
Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Very good.
You have... Most of the lenders will go in and they look at the qualifying income. Is it looked a little differently through?
Yeah, that's a great. That is a great, great, great question because income used to calculate under a program is different than what the lender may use to credit qualify. So for any of our My First Texas Home programs, including the Mortgage Credit Certificate Program, you're going to use current income being earned by anyone taking title. So maybe we have a non-purchasing spouse. They're not going to be on the loan. But they, and Texas is a community property state, so they have to be on title and they're living in the property. We have to include their income. But if you have other, and I see all these shows too, multi-generational properties, right? If you have other members in your household that earn income, you don't include it. But you do want to include whoever's taking an ownership interest in it and calculate out their anticipated income from the upcoming 12 months.
Their primary residence.
And it has to be.
So if I want to co-sign for a family member,
right.
My income will not go.
Will not. Co-signers are allowed, like FHA. They're the ones who do say, if you're just going to sign the promissory note, so you're providing additional security to get credit qualify that loan for your borrower, which a lot of times is a nice, is a family member. And you're not going to be on title. You're not going to live in the property. You already own your property. You already have your house. You don't want to move. Right. You don't want to live with them. So no, you do not include that. So that, so just think, a family of three is about $95,000 income. That really helps.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. So we're ready for another break. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back momentarily. Stay tuned.
Call us.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I want to let it take control. Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. And we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. When we stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. We stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. We would be alright. Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
You're listening to Reba Radio, and I'm Leticia Gallegos. Co-hosting with me today is Salvador Villalobos.
You got it right.
And our guest today is Sue Nance with the Texas Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, TDHCA. And I have a question for you, Sue. So what does homeownership for you, what does it mean for you personally?
Well, you know, to me, and I would say for a lot of housing finance agencies, we want it, it stabilizes communities, it brings family wealth, and it seems so unreachable for so many home buyers, you know, individuals had, or single parents or families, whatever your family dynamic is. That's the American dream, is to own your home, and everyone wants to do it. So that's why it's always nice at Texas Department of Housing that we want that and we advocate that. But, and that's one thing that may be a barrier. We help with down payment assistance, right? But sometimes their FICO score might be a little bit lower, and we were going to talk about the home buyer education. So I always say our minimum FICO score is 620, and I talked personally to home buyers, like, you're so close, just, you know, go to a home buyer educator that does the credit counseling. It's so important, because you don't want to overpay. You can have a lot. There's our programs out there for lower FICO, but they're going to pay for it, so that's not affordable, right? We want them to be able to stay in that home. So it's so nice to talk. I love talking to home buyers that call our hotline, and I do have home buyers that call. They're on the path. They're getting ready. I have someone that started last year, and I think she's getting close, her and her family. It's her and her husband and their disabled daughter that lives together. They pay rent. They're actually in this region around here, and I'm just pulling for her. I hope that she's able to get her first home. But there's so many different stories, and that's what's so meaningful for us, is just to see people that didn't think that they could achieve a dream of home ownership to get into it. And sometimes it's also explaining all the details. That's why we have the steps to home ownership. And I think, and the biggest barrier is down payment assistance. They can make the monthly payment. They just don't have money for down payment assistance.
Right. Very well. And, you know, that is why we, the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, our members are the best. They care about people. And so whether one of our members is a realtor or a lender or an escrow officer, right, insurance agent, they care about their customers and they do the right thing. And that's why we've been successful the last 4 years, because we really do. And we see what you just described. We see it on a daily basis. People that are wanting to own their own home, to make it their own. And, there's so many people that are left out, not because they don't qualify, but maybe because they don't know what questions to ask, who to contact, what their first step is, and they don't think that it's an option for them.
Right.
So they get left out. Right, Sal?
Exactly. Sometimes they listen to their trusted advisor, their coworker, and they get the misinformation.
Right.
So there's so many cases when I'll talk to anybody anywhere, and usually the conversation strikes over to home ownership. And there's so much misconception. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's even loan officers giving misinformation.
Yes.
Because they're trained to think one way and not look at everything that's available to that home buyer. To me, home ownership means a father can get home, they can move into a somewhere closer to their work, where they work.
Exactly.
Where the father can come home, or the mother can come home and go to the baseball game instead of being 2 hours in traffic.
Right.
Where that's going to allow, because it's happened, I've helped people where they're moving out of a certain area where there's a lot of crime, and they're able to move and not be worried calling them because they're at work, and during the summertime they're calling them constantly, or they're not home, and it's just that pressure of not knowing where your kids are.
Right.
I don't look at it as a transaction. I look at it as somebody's life,
exactly,
somebody going forward. And if we can all keep that in mind, it's a much better.
I know.
Then the challenges are worth
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, taking it a step further, let's dig down a little more deep and say a child having their own room.
Right.
You know? As simple as that, having their own space, being able to, to invite their friend over
and play in the backyard and be safe.
And be safe. Yeah. Exactly. So homeownership is a big deal, and everyone deserves at least the opportunity to try and have their own home, for sure.
We agree.
So we want to close with Sue by... again, my name is Leticia Gallegos. We have Sal Villalobos here co-hosting, and our guest, Sue Nance. Thank you, Sue, very much for making time for us today. We really appreciate you.
I appreciate the invite. We really, in TDHCA, we were very honored to be here. I mean, I'll say, you know, I represent all of us in the not just the Texas Homeownership Program, but for TDHCA. So thank you.
I appreciate that very much. So don't go anywhere. What we're going to do is we're going to give some announcements because REBA, when we say REBA, it's spelled H-R-E-B-A.
I love it.
Okay. And so we are the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. We're a nonprofit, 501c3 registered nonprofit. And we have some announcements. One of our biggest fundraisers that we have in the year is our golf tournament. So we have our golf tournament coming up. For all you golfers listening, please listen carefully. Our golf tournament is May 13th. It's in the morning, starting at 7 in the morning. And we're going to have breakfast and lunch for you. We're going to have golf, and we're going to have a bunch of fun, lots and lots of fun. So go to our website. And our website is REBA Connect, that's H-R-E-B-A, connect.org, and click on the golf tournament tab there and register, because you need to be around some great people, a lot of professionals golfing already registered. Time is running out. Our deadline for registration for golfers is the 29th of April. So we want you to be a part of it. And we also have some openings for some sponsorships. I think we have a few hole sponsorships available if you are wanting to sponsor a hole at the tournament. And it's going to be held at the Diamond Oaks Country Club in Fort Worth. And that's where we have our education for our professionals every month. Our luncheons are held there as well. So we want to invite you to please for a good cause. We give out our annual scholarships from the funds that we gather from that fundraiser, and along with the outreach that we do. So we are really excited to have everyone participate in that. So you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at the REBA Show. We have our Facebook page and Twitter page at REBA Show, H-R-E-B-A, Show, S-H-O-W. And if you want to subscribe to this podcast, we're going to have a podcast that's going to be on Fishbowl Radio Network and on our page on Fishbowl Radio Network. And we're also, you may find it at any podcast app as well. And if you want to learn, if you want to learn about other topics coming up that are planned for upcoming shows, go to our website, it's rebaconnect.org. Click on REBA Show, and you can see the list of upcoming. And if you'd like to donate to REBA's community outreach efforts, you can do so at the website also, rebaconnect.org, by clicking the donate button on the homepage. And if you have any specific questions or comments, please email us at the REBA Show, rebashow@rebaconnect.org. Again, I'm Leticia Gallegos. Thank you for listening. Sal, thank you for being here. Salvador Gallegos. I mean, Salvador. No, Salvador Gallegos is my husband. Salvador Villalobos is here co-hosting. Thank you for listening. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Thank you.
With empty pockets and worn out jeans, living our lives like we're kings and queens. We're running wild on these diamond dreams.
I got a fast car, most days it don't start. So that pay-